Homestead. One of the desires all of us always have in this Brahmin life is to experience the state of Baba's remembrance in such a way that we are lost in Baba's love. Yesterday, when we were asking people to share what they would like to experience in Madhuban this time, one of the brothers or one of the sisters said, "I would like to experience such a state that I am lost in Baba's love and never come out of it." Because we all do have the experience of Baba's love from time to time, but you know, sometimes it is not always constant. So I'm sure that is the desire all of us have, that we get lost. We get lost in such a way that Maya cannot find us. You know? So the question is that how to experience such a state of remembrance that even though we are here, our eyes are open, we are human beings on this earth, but yet when anyone looks at us, they don't see us. This is the challenge that the Janki has given to all of us this time in Madhuban. Newness. She says that just like in Abraham, Buddha, Christ, when people remember them, they don't remember them, but they remember God. Like Christ is remembered. No, God is remembered through Christ. When they think of Christ, they remember God more. So what Dadi has given the challenge for us to experience here is that no matter wherever we may be, when we are there, people should not see us, but they should experience Baba through us. Just like Dadis are giving that experience to all of us, you know. Even though many of us have not met Baba in Sakar, but we don't feel that we have missed anything because the sustenance, the experience, the feelings that we get from Dadi's drishti, Dadi's company is such that we don't feel we are missing anything. So how to get the experience for ourselves first? You know, I should have that experience for myself that whenever I sit in Baba's remembrance, even if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, I experience such a state of remembrance that I am totally merged in Baba's love. Intellectually, we understand one Baba and another. You know, we must have one Baba's remembrance. But practically, what should be that experience? How one feels when one is really lost? What are the feelings by which we can identify that we are lost in the love of one? But even before knowing what are the experiences, what is important to understand is what it means to be lost in the love of one. What it means really. We all love Baba. There is no doubt about it. Baba loves us. Whenever this question is asked, who loves more? Does Baba love us more or we love Baba more? The answer from our heart is always, Baba loves us more than we love him. That's true. The reason is that for Baba there is nobody. Is there anybody else other than us for Baba to love? Is there anybody else? Only we children. But for us, we have a long list of people to love. Uncle, maternal uncle, paternal uncle, all these lists. So this is why our love is distributed. But Baba's love for us is more than we love him. So one of the things I would like to suggest, first thing to do is, whenever we sit in Baba's remembrance, of course, yoga can be practiced in many ways. Yoga can be practiced as discipline, yoga can be practiced as pilgrimage, yoga can be practiced as drill, many ways. But if you want to experience this state of being lost in the love of one, I would suggest to experience yoga in the form of relationship. Because it's real. You know, it's only in that relationship we talk about getting lost. We talk about being merged. Because it is real and it is living. It's practical. So when I understand yoga in the form of relationship, it gives me the feeling of remembrance. So we often talk about love, relationship, remembrance. Where there is love, there is relationship. Where there is relationship, there is remembrance. So what I can do to begin with is whenever I sit in remembrance of Baba, let me check what stage do I experience. Because there are three simple stages one can experience every time we sit in Baba's remembrance. One is remembrance, we make effort to remember. The second is remembrance is natural. Like, you know, a student remember a teacher, a patient remember a doctor, a child remember the parents. It's natural. You don't have to make effort that now I am a patient, I must remember the doctor. Yoga is intellect. Yoga of intellect is naturally connected. So the second type of remembrance is natural. I am a soul, so I remember Baba. So who else can I remember when I am soul conscious? But the third stage of remembrance is what we call a troublesome remembrance. Remembrance of Baba coming so much, so frequent, so often. In Hindi we call it as satane wali yaad. So much that you cannot put it. So I should try to get to that stage, even for a few minutes, every time I sit. Because if every time I sit in remembrance, I am fighting. Instead of being yogi, I am Yoda. You know, as Baba says, cat comes, you chase away the cat, the mouse comes, you chase away the mouse, the dog comes, one thought comes, another thought comes. I don't have any experience after all. But what I need to do is to experience the stage in which I am, the remembrance of Baba is so frequent. The question mark should come, how can I forget Baba? Now the question is, how to remember Baba? So who can have that kind of remembrance? The one who have considered Baba as the part and parcel of their life. Even if you look into Laukik relationships, you have so many relationships, but there are one or two particular relationships in your life whom you consider that person as everything to you. So that person's remembrance becomes troublesome. Do you have such experience? Logically also, a mother, you know, if she has one child and she considers that child is everything for her, the remembrance of the child is so much that she cannot forget. So even in our Alaukik life, it is the same thing. If I consider Baba as part and parcel of my life, he's everything to me, so where can the intellect go? He's my mother, he's my father, he's my teacher, he's my Sadguru, he's my companion, he's my friend, he's everything. There is no margin for intellect to go anywhere else. So this is a checkpoint. When I am sitting in the remembrance of Baba, if my intellect is pulled towards any relationship or any attainment, That means that relationship you have not established with Baba. There is a void there. There is a margin for the intellect to slip away. It's definite. Or if not relationship, some attainment is missing. After all, we are human beings and we want to lead a complete life. To lead a complete life, I need all attainments and all relationships. Definitely. Even if one is missing, my life is incomplete. So you can check which relationship is missing in your Brahmin life on the basis of where your intellect is pulled while you are sitting in the remembrance. Because the soul is thirsty, the soul is hungry to experience the taste of that love. The remembrance of Baba, if my intellect is pulled, say for example, to experience the taste of love of a mother. So my intellect will go towards that person. It can be a man also. It can be a child also. It can be anybody from whom I have experienced the motherly love. I start to consider that person as everything to me in my life. So Baba is now disappeared from the scene. So either relationship or attainment, say happiness, bliss, power, something is missing. So if you are getting that from seeing, sound, taste, touch, smell, sight, so my intellect will naturally go there. And I start indulging in that experience at that time, and I feel so good. But then, I have not really experienced the love of Baba. So, what it means to experience the stage of being lost in the love of one is like experiencing all relationships and all attainments from one. There is no gap, there is no margin for the intellect to go out. So this is why we talk about living in Baba's world. The one who experiences all relationships and all attainments from one Baba, they live in Baba's world. For them, Baba is their world. So once Sadhigulkar was talking about this subject and she mentioned the same thing. She mentioned about what the world has. World has two things, relationships and attainment. The mind and intellect has only two places to go. So if I have all attainments with Baba and all relationships with Baba, the mind and intellect are intact. I can easily get lost. So ask myself, let me ask myself, do I live in Baba's world? If I live in Baba's world, easy for me to get merged in the love of Baba. And in order to live in Baba's world, I have to step away from this world. I can't put one foot here and one foot there. You know, some people try to travel in two boats at the same time. So neither there, here, nor anywhere else. So if I have to really live in Baba's world, it is like being lost in Baba's remembrance, Baba's love, I have to lift my feet of the intellect from this world. So which means that I need to create an attitude of disinterest for this world. If I do not have an attitude of disinterest for this world, I still find some taste here, so my intellect will be two places. Sometimes I taste this world taste and sometimes I will taste Baba's world taste. I need to make sure that I have total disinterest in this world so that I can live here and yet I can remain detached. Why do we love Baba? Because he is detached. That's the speciality of Baba, isn't it? He is so detached that he loves one and he loves all. Even though when Baba gives Yatsyar, he says number wise, love and remembrance, that means he doesn't love us number wise, but we take love from him number wise. As much we love him, that much love he experiences from Baba. So I think the first and the foremost thing which is very important, as I was mentioning, to look at yoga in the form of relationship and make sure that I have the experience of the love of all relationships. Because the love of each relationship is different. The love of the mother is different from the love of the father. The love of the teacher is different from the love of the friend. Just like we say sweetness. The sweetness of sugar is different from the sweetness of molasses, honey, nectar, saccharine, you know. So it's different, but it is sweetness. So when the soul is satisfied with the experience of the sweetness of all relationships, it automatically remains merged. Just like Baba talks about the moth and the flame. When the moth looks at the flame, instantly it sacrifices itself and becomes like the flame. That is what is lost. That means it has lost its identity and it has become, the identity of the moth has become like the flame itself. So, being lost in the love of one is the shortcut to become Bhaktavan. No, we all have the aim to become equal to Baba. And what makes us equal is just lost in the love of one. So, if I check every time I sit in the remembrance of Baba, was my remembrance an effort? Was I trying to remember Baba? That means I had forgotten before. Or was the remembrance natural? Or was the remembrance troublesome? That means the remembrance was so much that I became the embodiment of remembrance. So this is the essence of Gita, isn't it? Embodiment of remembrance and conqueror of attachment. So that is why a Brahmin becomes an angel when a Brahmin experienced the state of being merged with the love of one. And the proof you can see the angels. What message does the angel give? They don't speak. Because when you are lost in love, you can't speak. But you speak. You speak through the eyes. Look at the eyes of angels. What message does it give? It gives the message of God's love. So the second definition of being lost in the love of one is not just to love, but falling in love with one. You can love Baba, we all love Baba. But how many of us have fallen in love? And how many people you can fall in love in your life? Only one, right? Because you have only one heart. So you got only one heart and you can fall in love with only one. So let me ask myself, you know, do I love Baba or am I fallen in love? That is the difference between a Brahmin and an angel. Angel is not just in have love for God, but fallen in love. And what it means? It means exclusive love, which means no one included. If I say one Baba and one other, only one more. So my love is not exclusive. So when I have that exclusive love where no one is included, that is the state of being merged in Baba's love. Yes? Okay? Actually, you know, somebody is coming in our intellect, somebody is coming into our heart, so much of traffic there. so much traffic and so much of noise going on, so how can I experience the state of being lost? Because the state of being lost is like total silence, blissful silence. You know, when you are lost, you totally blissful silence, where every nerve, every part of your body is reflecting the state of being lost. So as Daddy was saying, anyone who comes and sits next to you, they get also lost. Anyone who looks into your eyes, they also get lost. They go into the world where you are. Just like when Daddy sees Drishti, when Daddy sees us, you know, we just become like them at that time. So easy. But afterwards, of course, we have to make effort. So the second definition of experiencing the state of being lost is exclusive love. So during this time in Madhuban, I think we should really experience that state. Every time you have an opportunity to sit in meditation, see how you are lost. How you can just, you know, have that love for Baba where no one is included. Just be. You know, because we say yoga means connection. Connection means influence. So the energy should influence to such an extent that no one is included there. I remember Jagdish Bhai gave an example once. So when you have an appointment with the head of the country, the prime minister or president, you're talking to that one, can anybody else interrupt when you have a meeting with that person? No one will have the courage to interrupt. Because they know that you are having meeting with the highest. So when I have yoga with Baba, the highest on high, who can have permission to come in? The one who knows that I love them more than I love Baba. Only they have permission to come. Think about it. If somebody can interfere in my yoga with Baba, that means I love that person extra. I love Baba, yes. And that person knows that I have the permission to come. You know, that is why Jagdish Bhai had given beautiful slogan. I cannot forget that. He always used to say, love everyone, but don't love anyone more than you love Baba. Take care. Because if you love anyone more than you love Baba, they will be the one who is an upset. Secondly, he says, don't allow anyone to love you more than they love Baba. Because if you allow someone to love you more than they love Baba, that means you will be going in between their yoga with Baba. So, it is not good. So this is why it is important to make sure that my love for Baba is unadulterated. You know, when I have unadulterated remembrance, no one and nothing can touch my yoga of intellect at any time. Because everyone and everything knows the one whom I love the most is only one Baba. They all keep away from me when I am in Baba's remembrance. You know, they all keep away. They don't have the courage to come in. So that is when I can really remain merged in the self. You know, in Bhakti they call it as Navleen. The stage of being lost in the love, they call it as merging in God. That is what devotees want to experience in yoga. Merge in God in such a way that their identity finishes. But we separate the word merged in love, not love being. So that means exclusive love for Baba. So that is possible when we practice Ekvrata. You know, Baba spoke about this a few years in the Murli, years ago. Ekvrata means being loyal and committed to one and only one. Ek vrata does not mean it is only in the relationship of the spirit and the lover. That means it is ek vrata, it can be pita vrata, that means loyal and committed to the father, sakha vrata, loyal and committed to the friend, you know, mata vrata. In every relationship, when I have that loyalty, that is what is going to allow me to experience this state of being lost. Because when there is loyalty, when I am faithful to Baba, see, one is called having faith, faith in intellect. That is quite different from being faithful. When I am a faithful child, when I am a faithful student, when I am a faithful friend, when I am a faithful wife of Baba, so there is nothing else and nobody can touch my intellect. See, for experiencing such a state, as I mentioned earlier, I need to have an attitude of disinterest. Not disinterest in the sense no interest, It can also be called as dispassionate. It's passion. Rag is passion. And the rag is dispassionate. So, from my own experience, or by seeing the experience of others, I need to create that disinterest. You know, just like Baba always says, what is the love of the physical world? What is physical love? It's like the husk of the sugar cane. Is there any taste to the sugar cane? Nothing. So why am I going and chewing the husk of the sugar cane knowing it is painful? So I need to use my own experience, or I need to use the experience of other people to create that disinterest so that I step away from this physical and enter into that world. Because of course many people have spoken to me and said that it is easy to get lost in human love because you can see them, you can touch them, you can feel them, but this is a problem because point of light, you know, you have to imagine, and some people don't even understand how to connect with the point. So for that also, once Jagdishbhai was explaining basically how to emerge love for Baba in my heart, so that by creating that feeling of love and gratitude, I get lost. The beginning of getting lost is in allowing an attitude of gratitude. You know, one sister one year told me that all of a sudden, she was gaining knowledge for some time, all of a sudden she lost Baba. She could not be connected. No love experienced, totally just a flat tire. You know, nothing was happening. So she was not sure, she checked herself, her chart was okay, she did not disobey any Srimad. So then, she didn't know what to do. Then one day she got an intuition, let me write letters to Baba every night. You know, expressing my gratitude. Just like that, all that Baba has done to me every day. And she started doing one day, two day, third day. She just got that, you know, that Baba online all of a sudden. Then she started to experience the flow of love and light and everything. So what is very important sometimes when we cannot get Baba online so quickly, but let me immerse that attitude of gratitude. You try this, you experiment. You feel how easy to emerge love for Baba. All that Baba has done to me, what I was, what I am, what Baba is making me. You know, before becoming Baba's child, where was I? I was in the graveyard, like a dead body, you know. Baba came and gave life, and so Baba allowed me to grow. All these feelings of gratitude that will always fill my mind with infinite love. That's one thing, but to create that loving feelings for Baba who doesn't have a physical form, there are four aspects that we can use. Admiring, you know,
admiring Baba's beauty. Begin to admire Baba's beauty. Is Baba beautiful? Huh? How do you describe Baba's beauty? If you are asked to describe Baba's beauty, you know, because Baba is just a point of light. How long can you describe Baba? You are so beautiful. Oh, enough, finish. Huh? How do you describe the beauty of God? So that you can fall in love. So people in the Vedic world, they fall in love with beauty. That is what they say, you know, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. So for us, we see Baba with the third eye and we know how beautiful he is. Other people may not understand when you tell them this point of light is so beautiful. So the beauty of Baba, that is why in Bhakti they describe Satyam Shivam Sundaram. What is Sundaram? Beautiful is that which is truth. You know, anything that which is truth is beautiful. Anything that which is benevolent is beautiful. That is why even in English they use the proverb, the handsome is not the handsome dress, but the handsome is. It refers to that quality of truth and benevolence. So begin to admire Baba's beauty on the basis of his truth and benevolence. How Baba was able to reveal the truth and what benefits have I experienced by understanding the truth and being truthful. So the first method of emerging love is admiring beauty. If they say a thing of beauty is joy forever, so the beauty of Baba is that which it exists forever. The second thing that creates love in my heart, as I said, is relationship. No matter how the child of a mother may be, the child may be blind, you know, sick, whatever, that mother loves her child. Her love for the child never becomes less. So my love for Baba is based on my relationship. And just imagine, Baba is not one relationship to me. He is all relationship. And he is all relationship in all my births. Today someone may be my mother for how many years? 50 years, 40 years. I love her so much that I cannot forget. And Baba is my mother for 5,000 years. Even when I was not remembering him, he was still my mother. So if I can just remember the eternity and the relationship, the quality of relationship that I have with Baba and start taking one by one, you can spend how many hours? Even if you take the major relationship, eight relationships, you can spend 8 hours. So that is why we talk about the length of yoga, the breadth of yoga, the depth of yoga, the height of yoga. Because if you want to get lost in Baba's love, you need to have all these dimensions. If even one dimension is missing, your yogic life will be shaking like sitting on a chair with three legs. So the breadth of yoga is connected with the relationship. The deeper you go into relationship, the powerful your yoga becomes. So it is not how people say, you know, I love you today and then tomorrow I'm chanting, you know. Or we don't say, oh, I love Baba for 8 hours and I will love human beings for another 8 hours. We don't have a kind of a hard time. That's what Pansava said, you know, very humorously, Brahmin life is a life, it's not a job. So life is for 24 hours. Job can be for part-time, isn't it? So I cannot say I love Baba for 8 hours and the rest of the time I love somebody else. But of course, when I have love for Baba, the reflection of my love for Baba will be in my relationship. This is the importance. It is not because I love Baba I will hate others. But my love for human beings becomes genuine. You know, why is that now, after becoming Baba's children, we have love for the whole world. We want to bring benefit to the world. We want to give message to the people. We want to use our time, energy, because we have love. Why Baba has to work hard on us so much? Because he has love. So relationship is very important. Ask yourself, is there any relationship that is missing even up until now? So while you are here, before Baba comes, before the 17th of October, you fill up that relationship. No matter what, what effort you have to make. This morning Dadi was sharing with us, once Dadi Jansi made effort for 30 days, I think. She said, I don't want to experience Baba's love superficially. You know, I don't want Baba giving me love just to please me, you know, keep me happy. Because she talked about three types of love Baba gives her children. One type of love he used to give in bhakti to make us Baba's children. And after becoming Baba's children, he gives love to save us from Maya. So that we don't go to Maya, he gives love. Stay here. But the real love is when we have all relationships with him. There is nobody else except Baba. So Dadi said she makes 40 days that effort, like, you know, to experience that love from Baba from the heart. So how she was demonstrating this morning, say if you are sitting here and then, you know, like sometimes Baba will look at you and then we are busy doing something else, you know, our intellect is engaged after this, I have to go here to that deal. So then Baba would not give the seat because Baba looks at souls only for a few seconds like this. So Dadi was very, very attentive whenever Baba will look, you know, Touch that vibration. So Baba was noticing. Then she understood that the love that Baba was giving was not superficial. So we should go for it. You know, whenever we are in front of Baba, the love, the drishti that we receive is really that genuine feeling. And that is possible when I don't have anybody in my heart, like Hanuman. So when Hanuman's heart was opened up, who was sitting there? Only Rama. In Bhakti they say, Hanuman was remembering Rama in every nerve. In every nerve of Hanuman there was Rama and nothing else. So that means when I have so much of love of all relationships, there is just one Baba and none other, then my remembrance is so frequent, and Baba cannot help without remembering me. So this is actually a challenge, isn't it? Instead of having the question mark, how to remember Baba, I should get the question mark in my mind, how to forget Baba. That means remember Baba so much that you make Baba remember you. So you have the experience, what happens when Baba remembers us? We all know what happens when we remember Baba. It is like climbing the ladder. When we are remembering Baba, we are climbing the ladder slowly, slowly. But when Baba remembers us, it is like a flood. You know, it is like a flash. It is like a sudden lift. And it can happen anytime. Baba can remember anyone at any time. I'm sure we all have that experience, but we have not expanded that experience for a longer period of time. So this is another, you know, challenge. One was that I was mentioned, that is, this is the way we need to spread this season. You know, wherever we go, by seeing us, other people should remember Baba. I should not tell them, remember Baba, but my presence should be such that my remembrance should be such that looking into my eyes, looking at me, they are reminded to remember. And the second thing is, my remembrance should be of this quality, that Baba remembers me. I remember, you know, we are so many of us, we all remember one Baba, but if one Baba should remember me, so that quality of remembrance you can imagine. First was beauty, admiring Baba's beauty, and second is establishing all relationships. The third aspect that allows us to emerge love for Baba is the virtue. You know, even if someone may not be beautiful, if someone may not be related to you, but if they have good qualities, sometimes we fall in love with the quality and not the person. And look at Baba, who is he? The source. Ocean, unlimited. So if I start admiring the qualities of Baba, take one a day, one a time when you sit in meditation, how do you feel? Ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of knowledge, ocean of happiness. So it is like you get lost in the ocean. That is why Baba says children have not tasted diving into the depth of the ocean, become part of the ocean myself. That is what is the experience. When I am lost in the love of one, it is like you are totally underground, you know, underwater. It's like underwater there is life. Everything is happening, moving, but in silence. So this is the experience when we are totally lost in Baba's love. There is pin drop silence. But at the same time, something is happening inside. I am embodying this love, becoming the embodiment, the master ocean of love. So that it is important for me to admire Baba's virtues and experience, not like Baba singing, you know, you are that, you are this. It's only lip service. Afterwards, we forget about it. And this is like diving into each virtue, each quality at a time. Automatically, when you are singing, when you are appreciating, when you are admiring Baba's qualities, you are in love. You are falling in love gradually, and then the intellect, the mind becomes quiet. You are absorbed. And the fourth aspect which automatically emerges love in my heart is Baba's advice, Baba's Srimad. And just imagine how timely it was that Baba's advice came to me, Baba's direction came to me. I was almost drowning in the ocean of poison. Baba came and saved me. Baba's knowledge, Baba's Srimad, Baba's instruction just lifted me from being drowning. You know, just like in Laukik life, if someone helps, gives some timely advice, maybe anyone. But because the advice, the instruction given was so timely, it saved their life totally. They cannot forget their whole life. We all have experience on a physical level. And when we look at Baba and the advices Baba has given, each advice if you take and apply it in your life, you get goosebumps. So this is one of the experience life. You know, when I'm totally touched, when I'm totally in love with Baba, in love, the world is blind for me. My eyes are open, I am not a human being, but the world is blind. The things I don't see, even if I'm seeing. And that is why I think in the world today people now make someone blind. When I am lost, I am blind. Blind to this world. So that is why Baba always talks about the love of Laila and Majnu. You know the story? Like how the love of the beloved and the lover, it's not for the sake of vices, but it was just admiring the beauty, admiring the quality, admiring the virtues that make each other get lost. So you don't see anything else. Wherever you see, only that person. So when I'm lost in Baba's love, I don't hear anything, I don't see anything except Baba.
does not mean that you will be talking about Baba Baba in words. What I mean is there is no, suppose if you are in love with someone, you will be talking about their qualities, you will be admiring what they do. But now when I am lost in Baba's love, it's only Baba and Baba's versions will be emerging from my heart, from my lips, from my feet of my sense of it. So it is very obvious to people in whose love you are lost. Try four of this, you know, when you cannot naturally emerge love from Baba, because Baba doesn't want us to make labor to remember him. On one side we love him, and on the other side we say, it is hard. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to struggle to bring in Baba's remembrance. Whenever you feel that kind of difficulty, emerge these four aspects. Begin to admire Baba's beauty. Just get lost in the beauty of Baba. That is also remembrance. Or sometimes seek one relationship. And when you are lost in that relationship, all others are included automatically. And sometimes you may take any quality. No, that is why sometimes I define meditation in simple words as, you know, singing, swimming and singing. What do you do when you meditate? Either sing or swim or swing. So when I am lost in Baba's love, what do? Atindriya Sukh. What is Atindriya Sukh? Super sensuous joy, translation. But what is it? That is a stage where you are beyond senses and sense organs. Nothing can pull, nothing and no one can pull on my intellect. I am beyond. That is an experience called bliss. No, anand. It is not based on nothing, no physical sense organs or senses. What I have noticed is one of the obstacles that comes in experiencing that blissful state, the indriya sukh, singing in the string of supersensuous joy, is the five senses, not the sense organs. Sense organs we can conquer. But the subtle aspect, the obstacle in experiencing bliss, is the senses. Sense of touch, sense of sight, sense of smell, sense of taste. All these senses, in a subtle way, pulls me towards itself. And that is because I have not become the conqueror of matter. Because in the last message Baba gave to the teachers, you know, recently when they had this party for the teachers who have taken sustenance from Sakar Baba, Baba had sent a message in that Baba mentioned about one of the aspects we have to work on is becoming the conqueror of matter. So, if someone has become the conqueror of matter, it is easy for them to go beyond the senses. Because sometimes I may be really enjoying meditation, all of a sudden, sense of touch can pull me down. Some experience I had, or sense of smell, nothing, no food is cooked here. Nothing. All of a sudden my nose is full towards some smell, masala dosa, I ate, you know, 4 years ago, and I feel like I am there. I mean, I start to indulge my nose in that experience. Where is that Atindriya Sukh? Huh? Sometimes we may have seen a beautiful scene somewhere, and you know, I'm sitting enjoying remembrance, but all of a sudden sense of sight pulls me, and I start indulging myself in that scene. This is my deep importance to create distances so that I am able to go beyond the senses and the sense organs. So then I can step away from this world and live in Baba's world. You know, we all say, Mera to ek si Baba dusra na koi. We all sing songs, mine is one Baba and another. But if that is really true, then I am in the remembrance of Baba. No one
and nothing should contain. That is called pure remembrance. So go for it when you are here this time in Madhavan. Every time you have an opportunity, check your remembrance. Was it remembrance that was pure, where no one and nothing was included? Me and Baba. And you can get lost in Baba in many ways. Either singing Baba's form, beauty, get lost in beauty, that is also called pure remembrance. Or you get lost in some relationship, or in virtue, take one virtue, but totally there should be no other interruption, no serving knowledge also. No planning for service also. Because those become percentage. We can use our time for churning knowledge during the day. So we can use other time for making plans for service. But the purpose of sitting specially in meditation is to get into that stage where Baba can actually give me that, take everything that Baba is giving me, so the soul is totally satisfied. So as I said, we all want to be leading a complete life. And Brahmin is a life, and we need to have a complete life. And so when we are here in Baba's land, land of transformation, we make ourselves so much full of love from Baba, that, you know, when we go to our places after that, as Dadi said, no one should see us, but they should see Baba's love. And so naturally, because people are thirsty for love, and they experience God's love, they will be automatically drawn to it. So, I was thinking, Dadi should be coming any time now, so we will sit in Baba's remembrance, and experience this stage of remembrance. So Dadi, when she comes, she did not recognize anyone of you being here. All are lost. They have all gone into the subtle region experiencing Baba's love. Okay?